Just when it seemed like I got everything straight and squared away, I gotta do songs like this that go against my good judgment. Fuck y'all. Hell yeah. In a real way. You know why? Check it out. I done did everything in my motherfucking power to help you little bitch ass niggas. And y'all wanna talk about me? I'm just handling my business, doing what I gotta to stay in this. But the motherfucking pressure is tremendous all over the world. Bitches and ladies wanna fuck us, and niggas be set tripping cause they suckers. On the outside, it's plain to see that rich and famous is the thing to be. With one time tripping when they see a nice cars and groupie niggas kissing ass just because we stars. Parties in the hotels, parties on the yacht, parties in the back of my limousine hitting cops. And I don't give a fuck that your single's out selling mine. Just give me a fit the Remy Martin and I'm fine. But it seems like my crowd's getting small, cause everybody's jealous of a baller. So when I come up to go back and get them niggas that I used to ride with, they don't know who to side with. And these dark ass niggas in the game talking that whole shit just to come up off my name. When I catch your asses in person, ain't no hesitation. Just prepare for the motherfucking confrontation. I'll make you say we're too much now. Fuck a record and submission, nigga. Niggas getting touched now. In the street is where you'll meet your doom. Nigga, I don't think you really wanna hear my gauge go boom.
What's up, y'all? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. We're doing a late night show tonight. Ready to chop up some good game. We're going to jump right on the phones and see who's calling up. Talk to me.
I'm good, Tariq. What's the topic?
What's up, man? We're just chopping up game, man. Just chopping up game. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I think I hit you up in the inbox about a little thing with the whole Reggie Bush deal.
Yeah, what's going
on? And how you feel on him, you know, with Kim Kardashian, even though, you know, she's been with dudes, whatever. So, would you feel more sympathetic for that? How do you feel about that?
Reggie, he's doing a little cupcaking, a little bit.
Yeah.
He's doing a little cupcaking. But Kim Kardashian is a tight-ass broad. You can't deny that.
There's
a lot of pros and cons to that. Now, the pros, she's a tight broad, man. She's real tight. But the con is she fucked Ray J. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, I'm saying.
So that takes away
everyone upon it.
I talked about the blue book, females having a blue book value. You give her points, but then you got to take a lot of them away. So you got to kind of weigh that out. Plus, she has her own money now, so that's a plus. But I heard a couple of more niggas that ran up in that are questionable. So the verdict is still kind of out on her. But I ain't mad at him for hitting it. But he's doing a little too much cupcaking in my book.
Yeah, because her status all up there. Well, good looking, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. Thanks a lot.
Right.
What's up, everybody? I'm glad everybody's tuning back into the show today. Ready to chop up some good game. We're going to take calls. And on today's show, I'm going to break it down and talk about some of the player rules. We're going to do some all new player rules for 2008. I got 5 new player rules that I'm going to lace all you aspiring Macs and players and players in training. I'm going to lace you guys with the new rules. And don't forget, today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your Mac and needs. You feel me? Anyway, I want to address also a couple of people were a little perturbed. That's the term I'm going to use. They were perturbed with me because of the last show. I had a few people who were offended by the last show when I talked about 15 things that black people like. I'm going to get on that in a second. Talk to me.
What's up, King Flex?
What's up, Pim Juice? What's your name, man?
My name is T. I'm calling from Culver City.
Culver City, you're out here in L.A. What's on your mind, T?
Man, I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you for a good black man like myself. I've been listening to your show, man, and I just want to thank you for all the knowledge you've been kicking and all the game that you've been the people know, you know, I'm soaking it up.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man. I'm glad you brothers out there soaking the game up, and I'm glad that a lot of you brothers are feeling it and administering the game, man. We need more brothers like that, man. Good looking out, man. Thanks for the call. And what's up, all my players and my Macs on UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. A lot of people are calling in right now. I'm not going to try to get too sidetracked by the calls because I want to chop up some real fly game. We're going to slow this music down. Haven't slowed the music down in a minute. all the songs and all the shows have been pretty upbeat. But since it's a late night, I want to get into player mode. When I break down these new player rules, I'm about to break it down in a minute. But like I said, man, the other day I did a show about 15 things that black people like. And basically that website, it was a website called stuffwhitepeoplelike.com. And it was kind of in the same realm. It was some very funny, satirical things that white people like. It had one thing that white people like: coffee. White people like hating their parents, which was funny because there are a lot of white folks who hate their parents. But the whole thing was tongue-in-cheek. So what I did was like a black version of that. And you know how sensitive some niggas are who don't get the satire of it. They got a little offended. A couple of niggas got offended. And some of them threw little hissy fits. They got their little thongs bunched up in their butt crack. So something in that list touched a nerve with some cats. I want to know what some of those things were that touched the nerve with some of these cats. Talk to Flex. Who's this?
What's going on, baby boy? This DJ Stankin' Ass.
DJ Stankin' Ass, would you?
That's right, DJ Stankin' Ass. Hey, I just want to call on to show that love to you, man. I've been trying to get to you for a minute.
That's what's up. Where you calling from? What city?
I'm calling out of Killeen, Texas.
Killeen, Texas? What major city is that by?
All right, that's close to Austin. That's about 45 minutes out of Austin.
All right, what's the women looking like out there in Killeen?
The women in Killeen, they on some scandalous shit. But if you want a real woman, you can go down to Austin. Austin got some good women. Dallas got good women. Houston got some decent women.
Yeah, I know about Dallas and Houston. I know Dallas and Houston, they're laced up with dimes. But I'm not too familiar with Austin, though. I never really fuck with Austin too much.
Austin's a spot that surprised me a little bit. A lot of women out there, they got their shit together. A lot of women out there got their stuff together.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look in that. I got to investigate. I like to get my geography on when it comes to these women out here. But thanks for the call, man. Good looking out, man. For sure.
I appreciate you.
All right. For sure. For sure, for sure. Talk to Flex. Who is this?
Yo, Flex. This is it. T1 more time. I had a question for you.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to know, man, how do you, or better yet, what's the better icebreakers when you approaching a woman? You know, I've always been kind of accused of being a little bit curious when I come out women. So what's the way I kind of mellow it down, and what's the better icebreaker?
So you've been accused of being too what?
Too serious. Like,
oh, too serious.
I don't know how to ease up a little bit. You know, I just come at them too stiff a little bit.
Well, you got to keep it kind of lighthearted when you step to them. And it also depends on the setting. Like if you're at a, where do you normally meet women? Let me just ask you that. Where do you normally step to them at?
Normally, just at my job.
Oh shit! Where do you work at, man? What kind of? You don't have to say the name of the place, but what kind of business is it?
I'm in the automotive.
Okay, and these women are like your employees, or they're people, customers?
They're customers.
Okay. Now that might be kind of a conflict of interest, because I know some places they don't think that it's professional if the employees try to spit at the customers. But you know, when you're a car, are you a car salesman?
No. Just like more of the parts, and you know, getting a little bit of work done, you know, stuff like that.
So you just roll out from under the car and be like, "Hey, what's up, m'lady? What's your name here?" I mean, what? How you spitting at them?
No, I mean, I try to come at them at business wise, but at the same time, you know, like you try to separate the two.
Yeah, but you know, you can't be trying to spit game, nigga. You got oil stains on your shirt and shit. You know what I'm saying? You kind of want to be, you know, tight with your shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of, you know,
I try to, but.
Yeah,
but,
man.
You know, like, I'm in a dirty field of work. So, you know, at the same time, I'm trying to stay clean, but at the same time, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, but because that's the thing. Man, you can't spit game. You got transmission fluid all on your cheeks and shit. You know, wait till you get off work, bro. Dust off and go to happy hour. Go to the mall and holler at the women there. Or if you see a woman who's giving you a little cooperation, man, just slide her your number and say, "Hey, look, you know, I'm kind of dusty right now, but give me a holler after work so we can chop up a little game." Just do it like that. But don't try to put your full bid in when you got your uniform on. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where her focal point is going to be. That's going to kind of throw your whole game off. All right?
True. All right, man.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Well, y'all niggas are thirsty, boy. Y'all be spitting. Niggas be spitting with their work clothes on. I don't know. Y'all niggas be in like a McDonald's uniform with ketchup and mustard. Like, hey, what's up, baby? Let me holler at you for a minute. Anyway, but back to what I was saying earlier. I was talking about some of the cats who got offended by the 15 Things That Black People Like show. You guys have to understand it was satire, but something in that list touched a nerve with you cats. Y'all lighten up a little bit because y'all know I don't give a shit about people being offended. The Mac Lessons radio show has offended everybody. Who haven't I offended? Come on now. Niggas throwing hissy fits with me like I'm not used to offending people. Come on now. I'm King Flex, nigga. But those who got it, got it. I think it was a great show. And it is what it is. If it touched a nerve with you, holler at me and let me know what touched a nerve with you as far as that show. Anyway, now we're going to talk about some of the player rules this year, like I said. Every few months, I like to give new rules to the game because the game evolves every few months because of new technology, new types of cats, new types of women. The game evolves, so you always got to step your game up and evolve with the game. Now, all my players out there, get your pens, get your paper. And let's break this game down. Now, player rule number one. Player rule number one, fellas, always hold your standards. Let me explain what that means. We have a lot of raggedy females out here in the game right now. Let's just keep it 100. There's a lot of dusty ass females out here in the game. I was looking at a video on YouTube. Somebody sent me that the rapper Plies out of Florida. I don't know what part of Florida Plies is from. For those who don't know, there's a rapper in the Southeast named Plies who's pretty big in the Southeast. And he's having auditions, or he had auditions for a reality show pilot that they're working on. And it was like dozens and dozens and dozens of hood rats trying to be on this guy's pilot. And looking at these women, how dusty they were trying to get on this TV show. I mean, it was just one dusty ass broad after another. Raggedy as hell. Ghetto is all to be damned. And in my mind, I'm thinking, damn. Niggas are fucking these broads. Because a lot of these females thought they were really, really fly. And I noticed that. I travel around the country and I see some of the dustiest ass females now in 2008 who really think that they're fly. They think that they're fly because thirsty ass niggas out here who have no standards are telling them they're fly. I know you niggas are bullshitting them, because in the back of your mind, you know that these women aren't fly, but your standards are so low, you stick your dick up in anything. So when I say hold your standards, I mean have a certain standard that you will not drop below. You have to say to yourself, I won't fuck a female who's under a 7, no matter what. Just for my own personal gratification. The pussy is not that important. Fellas, you can turn some pussy away. There's going to be more. There's new pussy being produced every 20 seconds. I hate to be so blunt and so curt with that. But fellas, a lot of this pussy y'all chasing is highly overrated. The pussy ain't going nowhere. Keep your standards up a little bit. That's why we have so many raggedy ass females, because thirsty niggas will fuck these broads. So what incentive do they have not to be raggedy? You remember back in the day, you know, your mom, your grandma, they were fly. There was a reason why they were fly, because there was a certain standard. Certain men just wouldn't mess with no raggedy broad unless he was a drug addict or something. But there were certain standards that the old school players had back in the day. They don't have them no more. And you know what? I blame Well, the blame can be placed on many things, but one thing, I blame the men, and really the drug epidemic. Like in the 80s, that really put a black eye in the game, because a lot of young men now, like in their late teens, early 20s, their standards are shot to hell. Because a lot of cats who were born in the 80s, you saw crackhead moms, you saw your aunt was on the pipe, your sister, you saw a lot of women in your family on the pipe, so your standards for women were dropped. There was really no standard, because your mom or mother figures, they were fucked up. I'm not saying all you cats, but a lot. We all remember the 80s. There was a lot of motherfuckers on crack, a lot of women out here on crack. So a lot of young men see these women and their standards go straight to hell, and that's evident in the women that they choose when they grow up, or the women that they get at. And this is the first generation of the crack baby epidemic. The crack babies have grown up and their standards are garbage. They'll bang anything. So the women are going to follow suit. If they're like, shit, I can be raggedy, I can be toe back, and niggas are still get at me, shit, I'm cool. So fellas, please hold your standards up. You'll feel better about yourself as a man. And the women will follow suit. But it has to be everybody. Because I know a lot of you players out there do have high standards, but when you go out, it's difficult to deal with some of the women, because all these niggas have simped with them, and they're coming at you with all the bullshit because all these niggas have spoiled them unwarranted. So hold your standards, fellas. Now let's go to rule number two. Player rule number two. This is for all the MySpace and Facebook users. Player rule number two, fellas, stop cupcaking on MySpace. Y'all doing too much cupcaking on MySpace. I'm tired of looking at niggas sending women emails or comments like, ooh, you so fine. Oh, you are the shit. Oh, I'll eat your asshole. Oh, I would suck your toes. Stop that shit. Stop cupcaking on MySpace. It looks real weak. Women aren't going to really want to get with you and you're cupcaking like that. You're putting yourself in a subservient position when you do that. It's not fly. There's nothing wrong with getting at women on MySpace, but you can still be player and mackish over the internet. Simping is simping, whether you speak simping or type simping. Simping is simping. You can keep it player. If you see somebody you like online or MySpace, shoot them an email. Hey, how you doing? I'm checking out your pictures. I see you in my area. You might need to holler at me. Come at them on some smooth shit like that. Don't send them no email like, ooh, look at them titties. Oh, I put some whipped cream on your coochie lips. Fuck that shit. Grow up with your game. Fuck all that old junior high school ass spitting y'all niggas are doing. That almost goes back to hold your standards up. Step your mouthpiece up. Learn some game and then lace these women with it. But stop the cupcaking. Let's go to player rule number three. Player rule number three, fellas, do not become a phone buddy. And I will explain that in a moment. Talk to Flex. Who's this?
Yo, what's going on, Flex? It's Money from North New Jersey. What's good?
What's up, Big Money? What's on your mind tonight, player?
Chillin', man. Look, check this out, man. I got a little small problem. I be going to the club, right?
Okay.
Where I live out in North, these black bitches, they be getting out so much, but it's the spot where it's a Brazilian club. I mean, nothing but Brazilian and Spanish bitches, right? However, when I go in there, I feel out of place. I'm not in my comfort zone. Like, I feel uncomfortable talking to these bitches, cause I'm like, it's like four black dudes out of like all together. Everybody else is Spanish or Brazilian. So how do you match when you're not in your comfort zone?
Well, what you do now? Why do you feel uncomfortable just because they're Brazilian? What makes you uncomfortable about that?
that I was the only black dude there.
That don't mean nothing. I mean, you can use that to your advantage, man. You can use that like, look, shit, I'm a cultured brother. I stand out. You know what I'm saying? Just
okay,
like if you go, just like when you're at the black club and you see the only white girl in there, niggas be cupcaking and sweating her. You know what I'm saying? Because she's a novelty. So you got to be that dude. You're the novelty in the Brazilian club. Man, these Brazilian women love brothers, dude. I don't know what.
Yeah, I know. I figured that. Yeah, it would give me a little swagger play back. It would give me a kind of play. But I wasn't really doing that like I usually do. But I'm going to start doing that.
Go at them, man. Step to them. And what's the name of the club, by the way?
Called Club 118 in Newark, New Jersey.
Club.
It's all Brazilian. These bitches, yo, Tariq, when I say bad, like, let me tell you some real shit. I'm not exaggerating at all, Tariq.
Okay.
Like, the ugly, it's like, I've been there like 2 times. I had to see, like, out of all the time, I've been like 2 ugly bitches. What's fucking with Tariq? The ugliest bitch look good.
That's
fuck what's, with that.
It's like that in Brazil, man. I've been down in Brazil, and that's the same shit, man. Like, a female up here who would be a dime, she goes to Brazil and she's average as hell. So
average. Thank you.
Yeah. So man, you go in there and put your beard in, man. You'll be pleasantly surprised with him, man. And touch upon your Portuguese, man. It'll be real cool if you go up to him and say some fly shit in Portuguese. That will really get your foot in the door with him too. You dig?
Good looking. Appreciate
for
that.
For sure, man. Thanks for the call, player. But let's go back to player rule number 3. Player rule number 3 is don't become a phone buddy. There's a lot of cats out here who are emailing me telling me that they're chatting with women on the phone all the time, but they're not closing the deal. Fellas, when you talk to women, you got to kind of set a precedent. You got to make it seem that your time is too valuable to be wasting it on some idle bullshit. And chatting on the phone all day and night is pretty much idle bullshit. You got to let a female know that, look, we can talk on the phone for a quick minute, but we should be hooking up. That's your main objective. You want to hook up with the female. You don't want to sit on the phone chatting like a little hen with her. She got homegirls for that shit. There's nothing wrong with talking to your chick on the phone or your potential chick on the phone, but don't sit on the phone like an episode of Moesha chatting about little high school shit and old 106 and Park type shit. Fuck that. You're not doing all that. You're too mackish for that. Because you never want to be on her level. You always want to present yourself as being above her level. That may sound chauvinistic, but it's not, man. You never want to put yourself in the same level as your chick. You always want to come across as being a level above her. Now, I know some of my women out there are getting their thongs bunched up, but deep down, they feel what I'm saying. You put yourself in a position like, look, you can chat on the phone, but look, I got other fly shit to do right now, so let's do this. Let's hook up Thursday night. We're going to do this, whoop, 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 and I'll see you then, or I'll talk to you tomorrow. That's some fly shit, but sitting on the phone all night trying to think of shit to say, you're putting yourself on her level, and then sooner or later, she's going to put herself on a level above you. And that's what you don't want. Once that happens, the respect is gone. You dig? So you got to go ahead and put your bid in. Keep it pushing. Don't be sitting up here chatting with her on the phone all goddamn night. Texting is cool. But close the deal. Always hook these things up in person. Hook up an in-person encounter with the young lady. Now let's go to player rule number 4. And this is a very good rule. And I think I kind of discussed it before, but now I'm putting it in rule form. Rule number 4, players, you never let a flake out go unchecked. The fellas, when a female flakes out on you, when you are trying to make a hookup, and you reschedule the hookup, don't act like the flake out never happened. There always has to be a penalty for insubordination, and flaking out is being insubordinate. Never let that shit go unchecked. because if you do that, she'll try to do slick things on the regular, because you'll be the kind of person who allows that type of stuff, and you don't want to be nobody's doormat. You don't want to be nobody's whipping board. So if a female flakes out on you, you can even playfully say, look, you're going to have to make that up to me. I mean, you don't have to get in her ass. You don't have to be on no Ike Turner type tip, but you still acknowledge it. Don't let it slide. Like, hey, look, we're supposed to go out, and you canceled at the last minute. So, look, you're going to have to take me to dinner. You're going to have to do this. I mean, you're going to have to make it up to me. That's very important, fellas, because if you don't let her make it up, the respect is going to dwindle. Now, if a female flakes out on you twice, that's a blatant sign of disrespect. That's just showing that she ain't got really no respect for you. You're just like a backup type of dude. And you never want to put yourself in that position. Some of you guys have females flaking out on you 2 and 3 times, or they just flake out on you all the time. If a female keeps flaking out on you, fellas, she's supposed to have been charged to the game. There's just no respect there. And most likely, she's banging another dude anyway, and you just the little backup dude to cupcake with her and take her out to eat every now and then. And that's not cool. That's not cool worth a damn. So rule number 4, you never let a flake out go unchecked. Now we're going to get to the last rule, which is player rule number 5. Demand respect. Fellas, you have to demand respect. It's easy to be accepted by a woman. Acceptance means nothing. You gotta have respect. That means you stand up for yourself no matter what. You have standards for yourself no matter what. You have penalties for any kind of insubordination, like I just said, no matter what. Because a lot of you guys, you're blinded with coochie vision. You don't want to jeopardize your chances of hitting that, so you'll sit up and allow any type of misbehavior from these women. You don't check them. They talk to you any kind of way. You don't demand respect because you don't want to jeopardize your ass or getting some ass. Fellas, ass is never more important than your respect. Write that quote down. If you have to look at it in the mirror every day, that's perfect. But ass is never more important than your self-respect, because that ass ain't going nowhere. It's going to be there. Ass is a dime a dozen, but your self-respect, that's very important. Because once they don't respect you, it's a wrap. But once you have the foundation of respect from women you deal with, everything else is a piece of cake, fellas. That's the thing that y'all don't get. Y'all swindle and hustle and cupcake and simp and do all this for some ass, but there's no respect in the game. That's why you have to go through all these tricks and jump through hoops, because the foundation of respect isn't there. When a female really respects you, you can get anything from her. It'll get handed to you on a silver platter, fellas. That's the part of the game that you don't get. That's the holy grail of the game, man. It's self-respect. I really want that to soak in with you players. Always demand your respect. So if females say something crazy to you, hey, check her on that, baby. Don't come at me like that. Well, call me when you get your mind right. You got to kind of have that mentality. You ain't got to be on no Ike Turner shit, but you just got to say, hey, you know, stand up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Demand that people come at you right. If you out and again, a lot of women come at dudes on some real disrespectful shit, even on the sly. Women are very good at testing guys to see how much stuff they can get away with. Especially when you go out, fellas. Now you got women out, be like, hey, can you buy me a drink? It's a test. No, I can't buy you a drink, young lady. I don't know you. There's a smooth way to do it. You don't have to curse everybody out to demand your respect. there's just a stern way to handle that. Like, can you take me out to dinner? Well, I don't know you like that yet. You haven't earned dinner, so you can come over here and chop up game and kick it with me, and then we can take it from there. Gotta have your self-respect. Demand your respect. When a female says jump and you running like, hey, come take me to Red Lobster, and you hopping in your car running to be at her beck and call, the respect is going to dwindle. And then she's going to be in control of you. She's going to have the power. That's not a good look. Always keep your power. Always keep your self-respect, fellas. So let's go over the rules one more time. Rule number one, hold your standards. Rule number two, no cupcaking on MySpace. Rule number three, do not become a phone buddy. Rule number four, never let a flake out go unchecked. And rule number five, demand respect. And that's been it for today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget to check out maclessonsradio.com. That's where you can hear all the Mac Lessons Radio shows. Don't forget to check out maclessons.com. Don't forget to check out myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. I will holler at you later. Peace.